The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
This morning, I thought I'd share this advert that I found recently. And I thought maybe a lot of you would be able to relate to it, you know, especially if you've had a bit of a boozy weekend. This is an advertisement that says, do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? Do you answer to any yes to any of these, anybody?
No.
Do you tell lies?
Yes.
Julia?
Yes, I do. I'm quite shy.
Yeah, me too.
You are not shy.
No, I can be at times.
That's why I said no, because I'm not shy at all, but you're not either.
No, I can be. Remember the first time you said take your clothes off? No, I can be. I really can be at times. What about you, Pete?
Yeah, I think everyone suffers a little bit from not being as assertive as they should be.
Yeah. Anyway, it says here, if you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about white wine. Right. White wine is a safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. White wine can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to just about do anything. You'll notice the benefits of white wine almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past. Yeah. And you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with white wine. White wine may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use white wine. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, or naked twister. And then there are some warning signs relating to white wine. The consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when in fact you're not.
Oh, yeah. How true.
Yeah. Warning, the consumption of alcohol is a major factor in dancing like a retard. Rossi and I were at a party about, when was this, about 9, 10, about 11 years ago. We were at a Christmas party at a radio station we used to work at, and we both said, let's just dance, like, out of tune on purpose. And we did, we thought we did funny, but no one noticed. Right, warning, the consumption of alcohol may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you love them. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may cause you to think you can sing. How many people have done that? Warning, the consumption of alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting.
Oh, yeah.
Warning, the consumption of alcohol may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. Couple more left here. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may lead you to think that people are laughing with you. And finally, oh no, there's two more. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may cause pregnancy. I think that's a true one, isn't it? And finally, warning, the consumption of alcohol may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. Be aware. You're probably relating to every single one of them, seeing as it's a Monday morning. 7 minutes to 8. Good morning. Thank you for turning me on. This is Kev Seed and the crew. Now, where's my glass of wine here?
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Right, Biffo should be standing by. Are you there, Biff?
Buzz and city in the morning. I mean, I can land. No.
What?
Long time no
speak. So you couldn't get it out there, Biff.
Everywhere out there, lit. Hey, what time is it now, kid?
It's 19 minutes to 9.
Oh, laughing, you blizzard. Hey, quick story for you.
Yeah.
I just heard that Paddy, the electrician's just been sacked from the prison service.
Paddy's been sacked from the prison service.
Yeah,
why?
The lady's been sacked from the prison service. He was a sparky, wasn't he?
Right, okay.
He's been sacked because he refused to repair the electric chair.
Oh, did he
when
now?
When he asked him why, he said because in his opinion, it was a death trap. I've got to go, you blizzard. See you later,
Cedar. I'll see you later, Biffo. Thanks for coming on.
Peggy's wind-up call.
Right, Peggy's wind-up call. Five statements she has recorded. These are they.
As soon as I push it in, it just pops back out.
Right, there's that one.
I need a screw, dear. A long one.
And then this one.
Now look, do you think my nuts are too tight?
There's this one here.
Oh, ducks.
I'm up the wall. And then this.
I think me hole's too big. Can I make it smaller?
Let's phone up DIY stores around the country. Let's go to Dublin. B&Q.
Thank you, swords.
I need a screw, dear. A long one.
Who's this?
As soon as I push it in, it just pops back out.
Hello, B&Q Swords.
I need a screw, dear. A long one.
How long do you want it?
As soon as I push it in, it just pops back out.
When you put it in, it pops out. Maybe you need raw plugs, do you?
I think me hole's too big. Can I make it smaller?
Your hole's too big, and can you make it smaller? A bit of putty.
Speak up, glossies.
Piece of polyfill is stuck in it.
Now look, do you think my nuts are too tight?
They're not too tight. That's like...
Don't you just love the Irish? Yes. Oh, we don't worry.
Peggy's wind-up call on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Download and get seeding. The Kev Seed Podcast.
This particular hug this morning reminded me of my mum. My mum, she just put so much into her life, crammed so much in. Computer classes, Crown Green Bowls. I'm very good at it too. Has to play for the county. She does art, makes cards, all sorts of things. Kind of puts most of us to shame in what she squeezed in. And a lot of the time was doing all of this whilst looking after my dad as well when he was here. And that's why I thought about this story this morning. Take a listen. The story goes like this. It was the first day of school when our professor introduced himself and challenged us to get to know someone we didn't already know. I stood up to look around when a gentle hand touched my shoulder. I turned around to find a wrinkled little old lady beaming up at me with a smile that lit up her entire being. She said, "Hi, handsome. My name's Rose. I'm 87 years old. Can I give you a hug?" I laughed and enthusiastically responded, "Of course you may." And she gave me the biggest squeeze ever. I said, "Why are you in college at such a young, innocent age?" And she jokingly replied, "Well, I'm here to meet a rich husband, get married, have a couple of kids." "No, seriously," I said, "why?" I was curious what may have motivated her to be taking on this challenge at her age. "I always dreamed of having a college education, and now I'm getting one," she told me. After class, we walked to the Student Union building and shared a chocolate milkshake. We became instant friends. Every day for the next 3 months, we'd leave class together, talk non-stop. I was always mesmerized listening to this time machine as she shared her wisdom and experience with me. Over the course of the year, Rose became a campus icon, and she easily made friends wherever she went. She loved to dress up, and she reveled in the attention bestowed upon her from the other students. She was living it up big time. At the end of the semester, we invited Rose to speak at the football banquet. I'll never forget what she taught us. She was introduced and stepped up to the podium. As she began to deliver her prepared speech, she dropped her 3x5 cards on the floor. Frustrated and a little embarrassed, she leaned into the microphone and simply said, "I'm sorry, I'm so jittery. I gave up beer for Lent and this whiskey's killing me. I'll never get my speech back in order, so let me just tell you what I know." As we all laughed, she cleared her throat and began, "We do not stop playing because we are old. We grow old simply because we stop playing. There are only 4 secrets to staying young, being happy and achieving success. You have to laugh and find humor every day. You've got to have a dream. When you lose your dreams, you die. We have so many people walking around who are dead and don't even know it. There is a huge difference between growing older and growing up. If you're 19 years old and lie in bed for one full year and don't do one productive thing, you'll turn 20 years old. If I'm 87 years old and stay in bed for a year and never do anything, I will turn 88. Anybody can grow older that doesn't take any talent or ability. The idea is to grow up by always finding opportunity in change. Have no regrets. The elderly usually don't have regrets for what we did, but rather for things we did not do. The only people who fear death are for those with regrets. She concluded her speech by courageously singing The Rose. She challenged each of us to study the lyrics and live and live them out in our daily lives. At the year's end, Rose finished the college degree that she'd begun all those years ago. 1 week after graduation, sadly, Rose died peacefully in her sleep. Over 2,000 college students attended her funeral in tribute to the wonderful woman who taught, by example, that it's never too late to be all you can possibly be. And these words have been passed along in loving memory of Rose. Remember, growing older is mandatory, growing up is optional. We make living by what we get, we make a life by what we give. That is the story of Rose, and that is your Monday morning CD hug.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City.